I hope you are having a fantastic day. I wish you the very best in all your adventures. And the reason why is because we all have something we're going through on occasion. You know, whether it's our day-to-day lives or if it's one of those things that you have to actually adjust and recover from because something happened in your life. And, you know, anybody that knows me or follows me, there's a lot of that going on in everyday activity. You know, we all have our challenges. We all have our episodes. We all have our experiences. And I want to talk a little bit today about the idea that you don't have to stay stuck in a circumstance that was created outside your control. And if you really dive deep and you really dig in and you really talk about this, a lot of things that we seem to have no control over, in reality, we probably created ourselves. And what I mean by that is there's, you know, certain circumstances that we've been in where had we made a different choice not to go there, maybe we would have not had that circumstance show up. There's a lot of little things that we actually create in our own life. And it's not necessarily because we want them to happen. It's more because we have them. They kind of arrive. And sometimes it's because we're projecting it. We're thinking about it. We're actually generating something about it. And I just really want to have you think about the idea that some of these things, you know, we can avoid. I know I can. You know, some of the things that we get ourselves into, we think that, okay, I hope that it's going to happen this way. I know that it's, well, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. Then all of a sudden you're in a situation where it's like, it didn't happen. It's like, it didn't happen. What the hell? And all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking about it and you're saying, well, I guess hope is not a strategy. Hope is not a condition that I can thrive in, and hope, and I pray that it's the outcome is going to be different. And it's, I've been reflecting on this all week long because I gave up, I gave up some very lucrative opportunities because I wanted to focus on the community here. I want to focus on podcasting. I want to focus on live streaming. I want to focus on helping you achieve results. And so even though you're going after a dream, you have to realize that there are circumstances that are going to show up in your world, things that are going to take place as a direct result of some of the commitments you make to yourself and possibly some of the people around you. And going on a journey is not necessarily a comfortable place to be all of the time. And so taking responsibility for that cause and effect is all up to you. It absolutely positively has to deal with being 100% responsible for your actions and activities, taking responsible when things go good and very well, or accepting the outcome when things fail to achieve the results you're looking to achieve. Let's just say they go sideways. They go completely sideways and they're like completely off the map. And I think it's a great topic to talk about. I know, in fact, that there are other people that have talked about this. I know Chris Ross is one of them. I don't know if I can get Chris. Chris, can I get you to shout in on this subject and talk about why it's important to take responsibility for our actions? Because you shaved your beard recently because you hit a weight that was
What's up, dude?
It was really important. And I saw you and I thought, I'm gonna invite you in and have a conversation about this because it's important. It's an important subject, right?
Right. It is a very important topic. I mean, most people in life, they tend to only focus on things they cannot control at all, and they get so bogged down with being reactive and not being proactive towards whatever they're going after in life. I mean, most people, when they get to a certain spot, and that's the where a lot of people, when even talked about it yesterday with Dr. Ruth, when her show launched, Unchaining Your Pain, Brain Health, make sure you go download it. She got about 17,000 downloads yesterday. It's crazy. But we mentioned, she talked about it, we're in the scariest places for entrepreneurs and the people that she helps and our clients.
Yeah.
Is I'm okay. And they're just getting okay. And then you get complacent. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, I have to do it this way. I don't have to do anything. And that's the whole point behind, you know, why we're doing the things that we're doing here. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. We're going to create an environment and create a platform where you can do anything you want to do. And you mentioned me shaving my beard. Well, that was a goal that I set out for myself, you know, 14 months ago. Last time my face was like this and I was cut off, the beard was cut off. I was at that weight. So when I got down to a certain weight and got back to this weight, I told myself, when I get down to this weight, I'm going to cut my beard off.
Yeah.
And I looked at it that way because it was a mental shift that I needed to make. And it was something in your human brain when you know you're getting close to something. And I just got it lined up on Sunday. Well, actually Friday, but then it's already grown back. My beard grows back so fast. But the whole point that I'm making, you know, did I make a choice at that time when I set out on my journey on, you know, me becoming not just, you know, obviously healthy physically, mentally. And when you get healthy mentally, you start to obviously get down to, you know, start to, you know, rolls over and compound effects in all areas of your life.
And one of the things that I really want to have you speak on as well, Chris, is this idea that I have been around for a long time. You know, I probably have experienced a lot more than most people. And I trust me, all my experiences have not been something that I would wish on anyone. And also, because I've had all of these experiences, I can help a lot of people in different areas. And I love helping people. I love learning and I love sharing what I learn. And what that does, the side effect of that is that I get distracted often. Somebody says, hey, can you help me out with this? And it's like, sure, no problem. It'll only take a few minutes. And then a few hours later, you're burning up your cycles.
Yep.
And I think it's really important for us to understand that we have to pick a lane. And this is what I struggle with. And I'll be talking to Dr. Ruth later today on that.
Are you actually doing the interview tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait to see it.
We're scheduled to be on. So I want to make sure that we understand that this is a subject that everybody struggles with at some point in their life. Do I go to A? Do I go to B? Do I spend time doing A, one or two or three? What is it that I do? And so picking a lane is so important and so critical, and not picking a lane can be so destructive because we're distracted. We're always running from fire to fire. It's like whack-a-mole.
You can't stop.
Okay, what do I do?
I remember that game. I also love it. Like remember you get the little tickets?
Yeah.
You get to get like a $5 prize and you spent freaking $50 on just getting those tickets anyway.
Yeah.
You triggered my brain then. I went back to my childhood, got excited. You see me pop up? I get really excited.
Oh, I get to play whack-a-mole.
Awesome. I was like, all right. Yeah, this is great. Let's play. Well, one thing that I do see where people are running around, and that's what I mentioned about being reactive, and they're reactive to things, and you have to pick a lane, but choose what's in the best interest of you short term and then long term. And then you map out, okay, it might, because there's two sides of it. Either it's a sacrifice or an investment. The sacrifice, if you don't do anything about it, that's a sacrifice. The investment is that you make now. For a long-term effect, right? So that's how I look at things. When people say, oh, you sacrificed going into the military. I didn't sacrifice anything, bro. That was an investment into my future self.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't know at the time, but that was an investment. And there's things that I've learned in the military that I framed the rest of my business. I built my businesses off of that framework. It was honor, courage, commitment, those core values. I built some of my businesses around that.
And I think it's a key element that we need to really hone in on is what is the investment in your world? What is the investment in your life that you're looking to pursue? Because like the Winject Studios, you know, you're investing a lot. There's a lot of people investing a lot of time and effort and energy into this to help more people. Mm-hmm. And the investment, the return on in that, that investment is that if we can help a few people do some great things for a lot more people, then it's a ripple effect. We can continue to grow that. We can continue to expand on that. We can continue to reach and help other people. And I think we need to frame it because it's not just, oh, what's happening today. It's what's happening tomorrow or next year, or next decade.
100%. Yeah. So, that's my job. My job is to put people in a position to win. And there's a lot of time, energy that we've put into this, especially with even the effort on stuff that where this is only a hobby at a certain, when you got to a certain point, there's a lot of moves and a lot of moving parts that I have already projected for 2022. Mm-hmm. And there's deals that I'm making, as in financially deals that I'm making and putting in place now that it, you're looking at, it's not even just going to build off a platform. This is not about how many lives can we impact. It's about how many lives can we impact and then enroll into different programs, products, services, and goods, and making sure. I mean, that's where I went and, you know, obviously know my story. Yeah. And we've become really good friends, you know, even in the last about a year now. I've made a living building and forming courses and building the processes to match the courses for a long-term effect and obviously astronomical results. And I'm talking about some major players in the game. I wasn't an accident, bro, that I got third in the world in sales, but I never sold. But me being able to do that for every single person inside the community, that's what my job is. Is my job is to create the framework, create the platform. You get the platform, you get obviously the brand awareness, increasing your listenerships, increasing whatever you want to do. Then I'm going to come in and start plugging in and aligning those processes to you to obviously be able to help more people. If that's whatever you do for a living, if you're a coach, that's where I see a lot of podcasters, they don't know how to leverage podcasting. That's a tool. That's not a way of life. That's just a tool.
And treat it like a business. Treat it 100%. Treat it like a channel that allows you to have starting conversations with the people that you're interested in having conversation with. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that I can say for you is you are a motivator to the flywheel. You know, and once you have that flywheel moving, it's a money machine. You know, every business, every true business is something that you have to start creating that momentum from so you can continue to generate revenue and assistance and support and build a community around without having to show up every single minute of the day.
Yes.
And I think that that's a big key differentiator that we often forget and don't think about as we move through this process. So Winject Studios, you're continuing to build that momentum, build that flywheel for a lot of other people. So if you're interested in joining us and getting on board and getting the assistance and support you need to move you out of a hobby into a profession and help your business grow, you know, you got a few people here that could talk to you.
100%. I mean, that's the last little piece of this was this time that I spent over the weekend, and I invested a lot of time over the weekend on the different groups and the platforms and being able to make sure there are certain links and the redirects are there. And Jason and Zach have done a phenomenal job when we were just doing a little edit right when I got home. I was doing a little edit and making sure everything's put together. But there's some deals that I can't mention the name and I can't mention the company as of yet because of the press releases need to come out. But I just brokered a deal with one of the most influential media companies in the world. And I'll give you a hint. Okay. Everybody listening and everyone's like, what is he talking about? I'll give you a hint. If you listen to the Win-Win Effect in the episode that just dropped yesterday, think about it. Okay. What is happening now that we're not just going to have access to a media, you know, collaborating companies and access to different articles. You're having access to over 300 PR companies. Yeah. It's the best way to be seen, be heard, be talked about, Russ. You talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Best way of doing it is getting everybody else to talk about you. So how do you do that? Then that's where we come into place, where my skill set is brokering deals. Me being able to broker a deal on someone's behalf, I can't do that on a legal side with no contracts, no nothing there. That's why the first step is for you reaching out for our help and signing up for the, you know, dude, I'm telling you, broke it out. I think it brokered I'm actually mapped it out. I think it's $1 a day. $1 a day.
Simple, simple equation, very pain-free and valuable. It's more than the value that gets returned.
Right. I mean, you look at the return on investment and the lives that potentially you can impact even more with the right help. Allow us to plug you into the right microphones and the right system.
Yeah.
I mean, because every system is not going to be the same. It needs to be cultivated to your voice and your message and to fit that. And it, you know, because you can't just go, hey, I have a podcast, come and listen to my show. And then you go on social media and then you see the same stuff over and over and over and over. Well, that's not what we're about. And that's why, you know, I love the name of your show, The Pirate Broadcast, because, you know, we're in a time right now. It's amazing of what the reach that you can have, global collective impact. Just by having a show. I got people listening in Turkey. I got people listening in all different parts where they don't even speak English.
All over the world.
All over the damn world. It blows me away when an emails that I get in different languages. I have to translate it on Google. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But that's the whole thing.
That's the reason why you created this platform. And I'm honored to be part of it. And I'm part of, you know, and I've been doing lots of tech stuff for years, and the pieces in the puzzles, it's not a simple process, folks. It's not a simple process to actually put all this together. And I know that you have motivated a lot of people to move mountains to get to this point, Chris. So I just want to hats off to you and
make sure
that, you know, you get the recognition and, you know, the humble respect that I can offer to make sure that we continue to pursue this.
I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you. And I mirror those words with you, man. I'm honored that you're a part of this with me. I mean, there's so much I've actually learned from you, even through some of your lives that you've been dropping on these. I mean, there's one thing that you can never get enough of, and that's someone's wisdom.
Mm.
And I want that to sink in for everybody tuning in today and whoever's listening. Think about, like, I would much rather talk to a 90-year-old woman, okay, at a retirement home than talking to somebody that is an influencer and they pay for an article on Forbes and they think they're successful. You ain't shit. I would much rather talk to her and go, tell me about your life. Tell me about your life experiences.
Yeah.
And there's some things you can learn if you listen.
Yeah. Well, I'm I'm looking to create a few more introductions to the WinJet community. I've got some deals working as well, and I want to be able to bring these things to.
Now you're speaking my love language, bro. You're speaking my love language, bro. And you said you got deals coming up with deals. Like, that's my love language.
because there's some people that have, you know how Chris, it's so interesting how people show up in your world when you need them, or when you least expect it, I guess. And you didn't even know you need people. And so these conversations can take you places that you never imagined, just like our conversations. And I don't even remember exactly how we met, but
I don't either.
It doesn't really matter. It's the fact that we met and we're having conversations and we're continuing to motivate people to be inspired by what the possibility is to their future. So I love the fact that you're here, Chris, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh yeah. It was, it just happened. It just, you know, it was just kind of going back to what you were saying. You'd have no idea. Well, I wasn't expecting to pop on. I was just fixing some stuff. I was moving around today. I had some meetings, outside meetings. Obviously I don't wear this at home, but, it's been fun. It's been fun seeing me operate in a different way where there's so many strategic partners. Cause I built core. I mean, I would just run and I'm running laps, but it's difficult sometimes. It was a big challenge for me to build something into this type of magnitude, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it comes with also raising your awareness and seeing the opportunities and seeing the moving parts, because that's where, just to go all the way back to what you mentioned in the beginning of this, focusing on things you can't control. Well, I know I can't control that moving part, but what can I control around it?
Yeah.
That's the key. That's where my head is.
Well, and that I think is really what we need to think about when we think about influencers.
Mm.
It's like, I may not have control over everything. However, I have control over the things that I have control and responsibility for. Mm-hmm. And that in turn, if I'm putting good stuff out, I'm putting quality content out, and I'm putting a positive message, you know, kindness is cool. You know, that kind of attitude that shows up in the world and influences how people see you, how they react and respond to you, and how you can actually start conversations as a result of that type of influence.
I will say this with that. And then that was a beautiful point, Russ. I mean, that was the amount of impact that you have no idea the level of impact, and you have no idea who's actually tuning into your show.
Yeah.
You have no idea. They don't tell you to download. Okay. You don't know who might be listening, and it might be saying something that resonates with someone that it could be one of the days where they're really struggling.
Yeah.
And you give them that little spark. That's all it needs sometimes for somebody, to give them that one spark.
Yeah.
And you can be that spark. But then, of course, you know, I learned this from my grandmother. She told me a long time ago, Russ, she said, if you can't do anything for anybody, at least put a smile on their face.
Amen to that. Yeah.
And that's something that I can hear her voice saying that to me in my head right now. And that's something that's when I very first started in my journey. This is like donkeys ago, man. It feels like forever, like 5 or 6 lifetimes. When I got on the phone the first time, I remember they told me, call on this script and look at my life now from there. And all I did was just be myself. I was just myself. And that's where a lot of people, they struggle, is because they don't have the confidence. They don't have the environment. And you don't know who's tuning in. I mean, you could be listening to a show, and then they go, I was listening to this guy speak on this, and then they share it with somebody else. Then they share it with somebody else. Then guess what? You have 200 shows or 500 episodes like yourself. All that is a resume of work, body of work.
And all it does is indicates that you're willing to show up and do something for someone else.
Consistently. Consistency is key. It's so key in this game, because podcasting, you have to play an infinite game. And that's where a lot of people struggle, because they're in a finite world. I've actually manifested. It's a finite world for them. It's an infinite world for us. However, because we understand there's not going to be a lot of monetary wealth at the beginning stages of getting your show to the right people. Perfect example, Dr. Ruth, her show dropped. You're about to speak with her right here in a little bit. She has such a powerful message. She's changing lives. And when she came onto my show, I was like, I knew what I was building. I was like, Dr. Ruth, you need a show. She's like, I don't know. I don't want to do a show. Boom. Next thing you know, you can see her light up on obviously the recordings. She interviewed Jess Lee, Samantha Duran. You have all these people come. Mark Jenkins, great Mark Jenkins. We've got another show coming out, The Anabolic Mind. This guy is P. Diddy's trainer, Public Enemy, Busta Rhymes, Mary J. Blige. Remember Genuine? I'm not sure if you listened to R&B back in the day. I was huge on that in the 90s.
Yeah.
Remember when he did the How Does It Feel? The video. He was the guy that actually helped him build that body. Okay? So that's this fantastic. Is my point. This is my point. No one understands the level of impact of what's going to happen. This is the backing that we have. He was Beyonce's trainer. We have Lee Starks, his show coming out. He's a professional boxer from Jersey. He's actually in Dubai right now and going back and forth in Saudi, and he's still going to be training the Olympic team. He's got a show coming out. His wife has over 900,000 followers. She's a singer, sings Arabic music. Powerful. The amount of people that we have backing this, the momentum's already there. It's just getting to that tipping point.
Yeah.
And once that tipping point happens, then they go, oh, now I know what he's doing. This is the point.
Once they see it,
bringing heat. I'm bringing heat. We got Winjet Fitness will be coming soon. Because obviously, as podcasters living in a world right now where you can't, really work out or whatnot. We got Naz Gatun. She's won Sportsman of the Year awards out here in the UK. She's been trained. That's the reason why I have obviously the physique I have today. I'm still going after it. It's because she's kicking my ass in the gym. Okay,
that's so awesome.
She's coming on board a membership to serve her members in her community on actually giving her a platform. Because here's the thing. Most content creators have to pay for Kajabi, have to pay for all these things, right? To get courses. We already have it.
Yeah. Just jump on
board. We already
have
it built. We just got to put you in the system. I'll be very simple. I'm very simple with everybody. Why wouldn't you do this?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do this? Allow me to help you monetize or impact lives.
Yeah. It's a simple equation.
It is.
Winject.com.
Join.
Join.
That's going to be my marketing. You know what I mean? But the main thing is just like once the framework and inside the community is there, groups are there, people are going to start pouring in. And it's just it's going to get to the point we have our own, like, perfect example. I was thinking about this yesterday, Russ. Uh-huh. I know we got to run here, but Facebook, Instagram, and all this shit went down.
Okay? Yeah.
Boom. My system was still working.
Bingo.
Mine was still working.
Mine was still up. I didn't even notice it. I didn't even notice catch.
I was on a live with Dr. Ruth, and Facebook dropped off the thing.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, but I was, and then I couldn't stop the live.
Oh man.
Everybody, the world was in a frenzy.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up, that brings up another point that we all have conditions that are outside our control.
Yeah.
And going back to building a team and a community around your subject, so you have some resiliency. And when you're down, sometimes that message could come out and say, I needed to hear that right now. This is what I needed to hear. This is what I needed to experience. And having a community allows that to take place. And so it's super simple and it's easy to understand. Only a lot of people are unwilling. And we're giving you, Chris and I are giving you permission to join right now. Just
give yourself permission to win.
Give yourself permission.
Give yourself permission to win. That's why it's called Winjet.
Yeah.
Give yourself permission to win. If you don't know how to win, you can latch on to our source.
I love it. I love it. So the next steps are going to be, you got a couple of announcements. What's the timing on that, Chris?
You're looking, I maybe not by next week.
Okay.
I was going to make the announcement this week, but I think I'm going to wait until all the press releases and everything drops. And then I start, that's the whole of the point about the community as well. I can start sharing things inside the community that I don't have to share with the public yet.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well, and that's another reason to join the community is to get updates on things that are taking place and future events.
Right. I mean, there's going to be a massive shift when it comes to my social media.
Yeah.
It wasn't an accident. I grew my page to where it is, right? Well, especially Instagram. When I'm growing a page, when I'm not growing it, I did it in a certain way to get it to a spot. Once I have it there, I'm going to put this right systems in place. And the only thing that I'm going to be sharing is just like glimpses of what is inside the community and the content that I'm sharing inside the community. You think I come in hot on these lives? I'm going to be dumping into the community. I'm telling you, there's a disclaimer. Did you read my disclaimer on the website?
I did not.
I'll have to think a disclaimer.
Anything to do with losing my hair?
No. let me keep going. I'm gonna find it on my phone.
Yeah, find it on your phone because I really want to be able to explain to people that this is an ongoing growing community that we are really passionate about. We're passionate about helping other people. Everybody in here is passionate about creating value,
100%.
Adding it to the community. And putting it in place. So you got it down?
Yeah, I got it. Disclaimer, it says, this community is highly addictive and transformative. Being exposed could result you in believing in yourself. However, too much exposure may result in life-changing overdosing and radical results. What?
What?
What? Is that real life? Is that real life?
That yes. is real.
That is a real disclaimer right there. Dr. Yes. Ruth read it. She's a doctor, of course. So she was like, that was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, Chris, I know that we're ready to wrap up, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we're here to help. We're here to offer assistance, motivate, mm-hmm. inspire, and also support you in your journey. So, you know, give yourself permission to take ownership of your future, responsibility for your actions, and make sure that you have people around you that care and can support you in the future. So, Chris, mm-hmm. I really appreciate you joining in and jumping on and having this conversation, this critical conversation, because it's, as you know, it's so important for us to share this word.
It is. And it's been pleasure. It's been all mine. I didn't really expect, obviously, making this happen, but it's just been fun. And I hope anybody listening out there, I'm going to say one thing. And I'm gonna try to say it in the nicest way. If you're listening to this or whatever's going on in your life, I want you to ask yourself one question, okay? What in your life are you trying to accomplish and you just can't seem to get there?
Yeah.
And whatever that is, reach out to us. Text the community, 843-396-2104. I challenge you to challenge me.
Yeah.
And if I don't know the answer to something, that's why we have a community. And that's what we're all here to do. We're all here to get in that one heartbeat, one mission, one outcome. We're only going to progressively keep going after and obviously keep improving.
Yep.
And that's what the whole message is. And that's what it's all about, man. It's just trying to allow people to win. I'm like, I just want to see people win on a very high level and not have to go through what I had to go through to get to my spot.
Everybody has to go through something, Chris, and we're not trying, we're doing, and we're making it happen. So join us. And thank you so much for being here, because you know why?
Kindness is cool.
Yeah. Smiles are free. All right, brother.
All right, man. You got the buttons or?
I got the button. Take care. Right.
Peace, guys. See you next time. Much love.
Peace out.
Cast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career